Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tov Tes. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph. We are on page Reish Ayin Vav, which is the page following 550. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph, Misha ba baderech, one who is going on the road, umakir ilon ogoder besof alpayim amma, and he recognizes a tree or a fence that's at the end of 2,000 amos, v'yore shema techshach kodem shiagiyasham, but he's worried that maybe it will become Shabbos by the time he reaches that place. V'omer, and he says, shvisasi tachtov bi'ikaro, that I want to be kona shvisa underneath it at its base, kona shvisaso bi'ikaro. So that works, and he's kona shvisa bi'ikaro, v'yeshlo misham alpayim amo, and he has 2,000 amos from there in all directions, even though he would not be able to reach that location, that tree or that fence from before Shabbos if he would walk at a regular pace, unless he would run. So since he could theoretically get there by running, even though he can't get there by walking at a regular place, he could still be kona shvisa from a different location at that specific location. Mutter leilech l'shon benachas. He's allowed to walk to that place slowly, even though he's not going to reach there from before Shabbos. But if it's not possible for him to reach that place before Shabbos, even if he would be running, so then he cannot leave his place, because he has uprooted his das from being kona shvisa where he is, v'gam shom lo kona, and also over there he's not kona. Since he can't possibly reach that place before Shabbos, he's not kona shvisa over there. But since he tried, he lost his shvisa over here, and therefore he has no makom that he can walk 2,000 amos from, and therefore the din is lo yozos mimikomo. V'davka sheyichid arba amos, this is specifically if he designated and specified 4 amos, v'him besoch alpayim amo, and that 4 amo place that he designated is within his 2,000 amos. Kigon sha'omer shvisasi bi'ikaro, for example, like we said before, that he said, my shvisa is bi'ikaro, umikan ad ikaro ein yoser me'alpayim, and from here until ikaro of the ilon, it's not going to be more than 2,000 amos. Avalim ein kol ha'ilon besoch alpayim, but if the entire tree is not within his 2,000 amos, v'lo yiched makom tachtov, and he did not specify an exact location under the tree, so lo kona shvisa, then he's not kona shvisa at all. D'shemo hoya b'daito al arba amos shehem chutz l'apayim, because maybe his mind was really on the 4 amos that was outside his 2,000 amos. V'gam kan lo kona, and also over here he's not kona shvisa. Again, sharei okar daito mikan, because he uprooted his mind from over here, trying to accomplish over there, but he was unsuccessful there, and he's unsuccessful over here, and therefore the din again is v'lo yozos mimikomo, therefore he can't leave from his place on Shabbos. V'im kulo ome toch alpayim, if the whole area that he specified is within his 2,000 amos, however, v'lo yiched mekom shvisaso, but it was a more general location that he specified, it wasn't an exact place, kigon sha'omer shvisasi tachtov. For example, he said, my shvisa is going to be under the tree, but he didn't specify what place under the tree, so then the din is yeshlo arbo alofem in mekomo letzat ha'ilon, he gets 4,000 amos from his place in the direction of the tree, chutz me shir meshech tachtov shel ilon minus the area underneath the tree. Kegon, for example, im shir ha'ilon esrim amos, underneath the tree there's a measurement of 20 amos, so yeshlo shom alpayim pachos esrim amos, from the place where he is, in the direction of the tree, he will get 2,000 amos minus 20 amos, and we'll see the details of that in the Mishnah Berurah. So that is 3 dinim that the Mechaber brings down, and now he brings the Rambam. Ulaha Rambam, according to the Rambam, Hakona Shvisa Berichuk Mokom, a person who's doing like we're discussing over here, he's trying to be Kona Shvisa at a distance, V'lo Siyem Mekom Shvisaso, and he does not specify his exact Mokom Shvisa, so Lo Kona Shvisa Shom, he does not acquire a Mokom Shvisa over there, Elo B'Mokom Shehaya Omeid Bokesh Echoshcha, but rather he is Kona Shvisa in the place where he was when it became Shabbos. So unlike the first shita, where he uprooted from here and didn't get there, and he's stuck without really a place that he's going to be kona shvisa and have 2,000 amos all directions, the Rambam says no. If it doesn't work over there, he gets the place where he is now. V'cheinim omar shvisasi b'makom ploni, and so too if he says, my shvisa is in such and such a place, And that place is beyond 2,000 amos from where he is, so it's not going to work. Again, kona shvisa b'mekomo, zok the Rambam, he does not lose his makom over here, and he's kona shvisa in the place that he is. V'ha'omer shvisasi tachas ilon ploni. One who says, my makom shvisa is under this tree, im yesh tachtav shmona amos, if under the tree there are 8 amos, o yoser, or more, lo kona shvisa, he does not acquire shvisa under the tree. Sharei lo kivin makom shvisa, because he didn't have kavana for a specific makom shvisa. It was 8 amos, and he wasn't specific in which 4 amos he's being kona shvisa in. Lufikar, therefore, tzarech lehiskaven lishbos biikaru. Therefore, he bust mi b'chaven to be kona shvisa at the base of the tree. O ba'arba amos shevetzona o bedromo, or in the 4 amos on the north side of the tree, or on the 4 amos on the south side of the tree. V'im haya tata pachos mishamona amos, but if under the tree there was only an area of less than 8 amos, v'niskavin lishbos tatav, and his kavana was to be kona shvisa under the tree, kona, then it does work. Shaharei miktas mekomo masuyim, because then part of his place is specific. And we'll see exactly what that means. V'chein das harif bazeh, that is also the opinion of the Rif in this topic. So now let's go back to the beginning of this long sif and see all the mishaburas beginning in sifkata nun vav. So the Mechaber says someone was walking down the road. He recognizes a specific tree or a fence that's coming up within 2,000 amos, but he's afraid he's not going to reach there in time. He can say, Shvisasi tachtov bi'ikaru. Zokta mishabura ilon ogader, v'hu adin shar mokom masuyim. It doesn't have to be a tree or a fence. It could be any other specific place. It could go in tzela, like a stone, a rock, uchiagavn, or something similar. V'im tziyin mokom ashvisa betel. And if he's mitzayin mokom shvisa on a mound, shugavo asar tfachim, which is 10 tfachim high, o bebika shihamuka asar tfachim, or in a valley that's 10 tfachim deep, so if it's ad beis asayim, nechshevas kula ka'arba amos. If the area is less than a beis asayim, it will all be considered his arba amos, v'yesh lo me'osul mokom ulahalon alpayim amma. He'll have that whole area that's considered his dalet amos, and then beyond that area, he'll also have 2,000 amos in all directions. Sivkata nun zayin, shvisasi tachto biikaro, shel ilon. My makom shvisa is under it at the base of the tree. La fuke omar stam. This is coming to exclude if he said just stam, shvisasi tachto, that my makom shvisa is under it. Shu kolal gam tachas ha'anofim. When he says shvisasi tachto, that includes the area under the branches as well. But when he says tachto biikaro, it means at the base of the tree. So afilu im kol ha'ilon hu beso shir alpayim amam mikom amidaso. So in that case, if he just says shvisasi tachtov, which includes the area under the branches as well, even if the whole area under the tree is within the 2,000 amos from where he is, lo yia lo min ha'ilon v'hala alpayim amos shleimim, he will not have from the tree and onward 2,000 full amos, ki in pachos mizeh, rather less than that, ukid lakameh, like we'll see later in the Mechaber. Sivkata nunches, so we said if he says shvisasi tachtov bikaro, he's taka kona shvisa, just with his words alone, they were lenient for a person that's traveling. So till this sif, we saw that a person could be kona shvisa with his body where he is. That was the best way. Then we said it's even l'chatchila to put your food there or to send your food with a shaliach. And now we're saying a bigger chiddush that even with amira ba'alma, you're not there, your food's not there, you could still be kona shvisa at a different location. So the Mishabura says, in Sivkata Nuntes, Mutar Lelech L'Sham Benachas, even if you can't reach there, walking at a slow pace, but you can reach that place before Shabbos if you would run, so you don't have to run. Since it's possible to run and get there, you can walk slowly. V'hu Adin the Mutar Le'isha B'mekomo. It's Lav Dafka, you have to walk there even. You could even just stay in your place. V'Lelech L'Sham L'Macher, and you can go there tomorrow. Alpayim amal umakom ha'ilon, v'alpayim amal min ikarol shel ha'ilon v'halo. You can walk to 2,000 amos from where you are till the base of the tree, and then you can walk from the tree 2,000 amos further in the other direction. Dekevan shehaya yochol lahagia sham ayidei ritza mibodyom. Since you theoretically could have reached that place through running before Shabbos, mahani di biro likno sham shvisa af she'eno holeich achshav l'sham. So your dibur helps to be kona shvisa over there, even if you're not going there right now at all. Sivkatan Samach. The Mechaber said in the last line of page Reish Ayin Vav, this is Dafka, that you are Miyache the Arba Amos, and they are within your 2,000 Amos. Ratzalomer means to say, Da'afilu Heicha Sheyocha La'agia Shami Bo'yom. even in a case where you could reach that location before Shabbos, lo mahani elo b'sheyichid, it doesn't work unless you were specific. Here the Mechaber is not really Mechadish anything new. The Kavanoso Ki'ilu Omer, it's as if the Mechaber is saying, V'dafka b'ofen she'tziarnu, specifically in the scenario that we set up, she'omer shvisasi b'ikaro, where you were exact, and you said the shvisa is in the base of the tree. She'yichid b'zeh ha'mokom l'shvisa, where you miyachid ha'mokom for your shvisa. V'zeh ha'mokom haya b'soch alpayim, and that place was within 2,000 amos. Avalim lo yichid ha'mokom tachta, but if you did not specify a place under the tree, v'ein kol ha'ilan b'soch alpayim, and the whole tree is not within your 2,000 amos, lo kona sham shvisa, you are not kona shvisa there, d'shem lo haya b'daito, because maybe you had in your mind the area under the tree that's beyond the 2,000 amos. Sivkotan samach aleph, the Mechaber again said, "Dafka sheyichid arba amos, that you miyachid a specific four amos, and they are within your 2,000 amos. Kigon shomer shvisase biikaro umikan al ikro is not more than 2,000 amos." Says the Mishabura Samach Aleph, "Lav dafka, as lav dafka that it has to be less than 2,000 amos. Da afilu mhayom mikomu ad ikaro alpayim v'arba amos konasham shvisa. Even if from the place where you are till the place where you are konas shvisa is going to be 2,004 amos, that's still going to be fine." As we know, denosin lo arba amos l'makom shvisasa levad ha'alpayim. We always give a person dalet amos in his makom shvisa besides the 2,000. V'gam kavanas ha'mechaber hu alpayim levad ha'arba amos shal makom shvisa. And that's the mechaber's intention, 2,000 amos besides the regular 4 amos that you always get. V'gam ha'shekosav achagach, also that which the mechaber writes afterwards, aval v'chuli besoch alpayim, ha'kavana besoch alpayim v'arba amos. Later on, the mechaber also means 2,004 amos. Sifkatan Samach Beis goes on the next case of the Mechaber. If the whole tree is not within 2,000 amos, so then we said you can't leave from your place because you uprooted from here and you don't get that area. Says the Mishabura Hainu, Av she'ikaro b'soch ha'tchum, even though the base of the tree is within the tchum, elo shemiksas anof of yotzim chutz la'tchum, just some of the branches go beyond the tchum, the hainu chutz la'alpayim v'arba amos, meaning they go beyond 2,004 amos, and you didn't specify your shvisa shiya b'tzad ikaro, that it should be on the side of the base, shehu b'soch ha'tchum, that's within your tchum, ela omer stam, you just said stam, shekona shvisa tachas ha'ilam, you just said stam, you kona shvisa under the tree, lachein lo kona shvisa klal, in that case, as the Mechaber told us, you're not kona shvisa at all, v'shem akivin likna shvisa tachas ha'anofim ha'yotzim chutz ha'tchum, because maybe your intention was to be kona shvisa under the branches that go beyond your tchum, and therefore the din is, if katan sam gimav lo yozes me mikom don't leave from your place, meaning you only have dalet amos. The next case, the Mechaber told us, if the whole makom shvisa, the whole area under the tree is within your 2,000 amos, but you didn't specify which part, so we don't know where to judge it from, so we go l'chumra. So you get arba alofen mimikomo l'tzad ha'ilon. Kitzur loshen yeshkan. The Mechaber is abbreviating over here, but Ratzloma, what he means to say is, mitzad jeshe ha'ilon, u mitzad ha'ilon v'halo l'tzad beso. On this side of the tree, and on the other side of the tree. Yesh lo sham alpayim pachos esrim amo. You'll get 2,000 amos minus 20 hainu. Mikol tzad shel ha'ilon, on both sides of the tree, enosin lo rak shir zeh, you only get this measurement. V'nimtza shebiyachad imrochav ha'ilon, it means together with the width of the tree, hu besach ha'kol, you get a total area of arba alofen pachos esrim amo. You end up with 4,000 amos minus 20 amos. Ratam, the reason is, mishum de b'chol rochav ha'ilon shu esrim amo, misafkinan l'mokom shvisa v'talinan l'chumra. Because the whole width of the tree, which is 20 amos, we have a suffix of where your mokom shvisa is, and we have to go l'chumra. Meaning, d'kishemodidin ha'alpayim ha'shniyim, shel me'ha'ilon v'hala, if we're measuring the 2,000 amos, number 2, from the tree and onward, so modidin oso mimikom ha'schola se'ilon shu l'tzad raglov. We're going to measure the 2,000 amos from the place of the tree closer to where you're standing. So from the other side of the tree, it's going to be really 2,000 amos minus 20 amos. Why? The shama kona shvisa sham. Maybe that's your place of your kona shvisa. The after lefi zeh, and even though according to this, mishom ad raglav hu alpayim pachos esrim amos, from that area of the tree closest to you to where you're standing will be 2,000 amos minus 20 amos. You still can't go in the other direction from where you are at all. Because we say, maybe you were konash shvisa on the other side of the tree. Basically, if you were kone shvisa by a tree, and the tree is 20 amos, so in each direction we have to go to chumra and start measuring the 2,000 amos from the opposite side of the tree. So if you're going from where you are, you measure the further side of the tree from where you are. So you can't move anything in the opposite direction. If you want to go from the tree and weiter, so you have to measure from the closer part of the tree where you're standing, and you only get 2,000 amos from that part of the tree, which will be 2,000 amos minus the 20 amma thickness of the tree. Sivkotan samich vav. Now we move on to the Rambam. The Rambam said, one who's kone shvisa berichuk makom, and he doesn't specify the makom, he's not kone shvisa over there, rather only where he is now. Says the Mishabura, v'afshehu besoch hatchum mimekom raglov, even though he is within the tchum from where he's standing, diladeya rishona kone shvisa sam, according to the first sheet, you are kone shvisa over there, v'ein mafsid elo makom rochov ha'ilam ha'kanal, all you lose is the width of the tree like we just discussed. Ula Rambam, but according to the Rambam, Kevan Shalosia Mikomo, since you didn't specify your place, Eino Kona Shom Shvisa Klal, you get no Makom Shvisa under the tree at all. Ela Kona Shvisasa B'Mikom Raglav. Rather, you're Kona Shvisa in the place you are standing. The next case that we brought from the Rambam was Bechenim Omar Shvisasi Makom Ploni, and it's more than 2,000 amos away, you get the Makom Shvisa where you're standing. Says the Mishabura, Sekot and Samach Zayin Gambazeh Polagadeh Rishona. Here also, the Rambam is arguing the first Shita. Diladeh Rishona, according to the first Shita, Bazeh Lo Yozes Mekomo. If you specified an area that's too far, so you don't get that, but you also uprooted from here, so you can't move from your place. Mipnei Sheshon Lo Kono, because there you were not Kono, Mikan Okar Daito, and here you Okar Yadas. Ula Rambam, however, according to the Rambam, Kona Shvisa Al Kopana B'Mekomo, you are Kona Shvisa, at least in the place where you are standing. V'yesh lo alpayim l'kol ruach mimokom shu omed, and you have 2,000 amos in all directions from where you are standing. The next case of the Rambam was, you said, Shvisasi tachas ilan ploni, and there were 8 amos or more underneath it, so you're also not Kona Shvisa over there, because we don't know exactly what place you want. Says the Mishabrua, Gamba zel l'didei, this is also the Rambam l'shitaso. Even if all 8 amos under the tree are within the 2,000 from your feet, you're still not going to get any makom shvisa over there. Which is not the case according to the first opinion, where we'll go l'chumra, but you will get a makom shvisa there. We said according to the Rambam, tzarech lehiskavin lishbos biikaro o ba'ar ba'amos shebetzfona o bedromo. Zok the Mishabura, v'im hoya rochav yosem mishvon amos, if it was more than 8 amos, Efshir gam kein l'sayim hamokom. You're also able to be m'sayim a specific place. Kigon, for example, arba amos harishonim shetachas ha'ilon o ashniim. The first 4 amos that are under the tree, or the second set of 4 amos, there is a way to make it exacting, even if it's more than 8 amos. But if you didn't specify it, so then the Rambam says you don't get an eruv, you don't get a makom shisa over there. The Mechaber ended off with the Rambam and said, if it was less than 8 amos, and you were in the Skav and Lishbos Tartov, then it is Kono, Sharim Miktas Mekomo Masuyim. Says the Mishabura, Sevkot and Ayim, what does that mean? That part of the place is marked, Ba'amo Haim Tzois. If it's only 7 amos, then you for sure get the middle amo. The Mimonav Shach, because either way, whatever your Kavana might have been, you covered the middle amo. Yevsher Shalo Beirer Osel, it's not possible that you didn't choose that middle amo. If you counted the 4 amos in the middle of the tree, so the middle amma out of the 7 is part of the middle 4. The and if you choose one of the sides, if you choose the north 4 amos, so the middle amma is number 4. And if you choose the south 4 amos, the middle one's number 4. It's in the middle, so it's covered no matter what. Then you would be kona shvisa in that middle section. And the Mechaber ended off and said, V'chein das harif bazeh, that's also the opinion of the Rif, says the Mishabura, Sefkot and Ayin Aleph, Ayin bel Yerabah shekosev do ikar kadeya harishona. The Yerabah writes, Ikar halacha is like the first opinion, the Ayin bel Yerabah shekosev, look at the Yerabah where we wrote, the ain dvar of mukhrachin. His words are not proven, they're not so clear. V'alko panam l'chadchila b'vada yish lizar l'sayim mekom shvisasu b'tzimtzum. At the very least, l'chadchila, for sure, one should do like the Rambam, and he should be careful to be Messiah to mark off the place of his Makom Shvisa exactly. Kedas HaRambam Lefi the Shita of the Rambam. We will stop here and continue with Hashem the next year with Sif Yud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maamar Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.